Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. And you're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. Welcome back, guys. Today we're going to talk about racism. Full-blown racism and how this country is completely torn in every direction. It's always been torn in every direction. But when you think about the horror stories of slavery, the beatings, people being lynched as families stood on and watched the quote-unquote show, and what about Martin Luther King and what he stood for, the protests, people being hosed down like animals at times. And let's not also forget, what about the Holocaust? The gas chambers and torment of women, children, and men. And let's fast forward now to 2020. How do you feel about actually being a part of history? It's different when you hear about the stories and you read about them or when you watch it on television. But when you're actually in the midst of it all, witnessing it and a part of it wholeheartedly, that's when the tale becomes much more interesting. And I would just like to know from you guys, how does it feel to be in the middle of all of this chaos and confusion that's going on right now? People say it's about politics, but it's much deeper than politics. There are people terrorizing other people simply because they look different than whom they are. That's pretty disgusting, but it's happening, and you're not reading it this time. You're not listening to it or watching it from a TV. We are actually generations of people enduring this. And I want to know, how do you guys feel about actually going through all this? What do you think of it? Do you feel the intensity in the air? There are some people sometimes that I've crossed paths with recently, and you can feel the tension in the air becoming thicker and thicker. There are more prominent dirty looks. And I think it's pretty sad because, you know what? We all have our own minds, and we all know how we want to be respected, how we want to be treated, how we want to be remembered, just in general. And there are some people, literally, they're not carrying their emotions on their sleeves. They're carrying their racism on their sleeves. Last week, I spoke about reviews. Like how, you know, we use those things in our society a lot today. And a lot of people are expressing their reviews of hatred towards other people simply because of their race. And we all have rights to our opinions, granted, but keep them to yourself. If you don't like A, B, C, or D, keep them to yourself. You don't have to come out and say, you know what? I don't like A, B, C, or D, this person, because of this or that, their color, their culture, whatever. I need to make it known. I need to rally up, get a herd behind me, and we all need to be heard that we all don't like these people collectively. We all have rights to our opinions. However, it is about how you go about expressing them. You have a right to say, okay, you know what? I don't like you. You don't like me. You have all rights, freedom of speech. But when you try to terrorize other people specifically, that's when it becomes an issue. That's when it becomes a deep, deep problem. You feel the way you feel, you stay in your group, you stay with your section, and you move on with life. There should not be so much anger and chaos and confusion going on right now due to the fact of whomever you believe in is your God, whomever you want to vote for, whomever you feel like you like or dislike because of their race. That's just ignorant. We're all adults. I don't care who you vote for. That's not my business, to really be honest. What is my business is when you make your issues become my issues. Meaning this trying to displace your anger and hatred towards me due to skin color. That's just ignorant. Due to race, that's ignorant, belligerent. Stereotypes. That is another thing. We have a lot of people walking around and observing people. I've noticed it quite a few times. I've been in different neighborhoods and I've observed some people watching us. Don't go by the stereotypes. Because going by the stereotypes of saying that when I see a black person, I need to watch them. I need to monitor them to make sure they're not thieves. They're not drug addicts. They're not here to harm me. That is a problem that can be detrimental to you and your life. And I mean that when I say this. While you're looking out for a black thief or a black rapist or a black murderer, you could miss the person that is actually next to you in any color. That could be all of the above or any one of those. And it could cost you or your family member a life. So when we look at people and say, okay, this is bad, that's bad, I look at everyone as having the opportunity of being dark. Not just because of their skin tone or their culture, but because as human beings, we all have the capabilities to be dark beings. Every single race, every single culture, every single skin color, we are all capable. There is not one human being on this earth that is not capable of being dark. So therefore, that means I look at everyone within the same eyes. I don't care what color you are. And as I said, see, that's the thing. I see that it's becoming more and more prominent now. People are using racism as a scapegoat and a backbone for their weaknesses and their insecurities that they need to deal with themselves, because when everything's all said and done, regardless of what goes on prior to the election and after the election, we all have to get to our daily lives and we have to live them daily. And it's one person you can't run from is yourself. So those issues that you have and those insecurities that you have towards other races, that's just a reflection of what you feel about yourself. And I'm talking to any and everyone that feels a particular type of way about anybody just because of their skin color. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Oriental. I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care. But we need to realize that there's a lot of racism going on, and it's not just one set of people displaying it towards us, black people. I've been getting looks from quite a few people of different races, and it is astonishing to see that people have actually taken on this persona of ignorance, and it's been going on for quite a long time. People are showing them their true selves. And unfortunately, our children are learning a lot and they're stressed out with it. But how do you sleep well at night? How do you feel knowing that you dislike people or just actually show actual hatred towards people because of their skin color? How would you feel if the shoes were put on you and you were discriminated against just simply because of your skin color? How would you feel? How would you feel if it happened to someone that you loved? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves sometimes and think about them deeply, because yes, there's a lot of chaos going on right now, but it could be so much easier if people just learned how to just respect each other the way they want to be respected. It's just that simple. Respect. We are all adults. Some of us have been in this world for so long. Some of us could be pillars of the community, and still we carry ourselves in such belligerent ways. We need to wake up and focus on what we can do to make our world a better place. That's what we all need to do. Because we all have to live in it. Our children have to live in it. Our grandchildren, our great-great-greats, and generations and other generations and generations on and on and on. We should be concerned about making things better for them. Because when we're gone, I mean, all that ignorance is going to be gone too. It's very simple to understand that, but a lot of people, I don't think, accept that completely. That you do not have all the time in the world to be ignorant. You just don't have all that time. You think that you do, but you don't. So we need to wisen up and start trying to make our world a better place to enjoy as a whole. Because we're all going to have to deal with each other, whether we like it or not. Remember to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikish Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.